track three, and these are our headline stories from the Mid-Devon. End of an era as mill building demolished. A landmark building in Newton Abbott met its demise earlier this week. Contractors have now levelled Vickery's Mills, home for many years to Lorna Windows. Workers began the task of demolishing the facade of the building that for two centuries has loomed over Bradley Lane. It has now been mostly razed to the ground, although a section of wall immediately adjacent to Bradley Lane still remains. The gantry connecting the building with Hanbury Autogill was cut and removed prior to the demolition. Bulldozers have now flattened most of the Newton Abbott site at Teignbridge District Council's effort to demolish the set draws to a close. TDC voted in favour of flattening the site in July 2024. The council has earmarked the site for a housing development of up to 100 homes. The council's executive committee on progress, Councillor David Palethorpe, said the council was committed to delivering a really meaningful development, one that was for the long-term benefit of the community. The demolition came despite several organisations, including Newton Abbott and District Civic Society and Save Britain's Heritage, calling for the buildings to be retained and worked into any future development, with some decrying the demolition as cultural vandalism. Lovell Homes had been on board. However, the developer has since withdrawn its application, saying that it was with great regret that they had been unable to agree a route forward with Teignbridge.
Sheldon Wildlife Trust, which has more than 25,000 visitors a year, has a number of events lined up to mark the occasion. Set in an acre of woodland in the village, the zoo is renowned for its work with conservation programmes as it looks after some of the rarest animals in the world. Focusing on small primates, the Trust has built a reputation for its work with endangered species and is now a leading zoo in the UK for primate conservation. The zoo began life in 1964 and was originally named Teignmouth Children's Zoo. It was operated by Ken and Trudy Smith, who also ran Exmouth Zoo. Initially, it focused on children's animals, including a truculent billy goat, which featured in the original advert. The zoo has since shifted to caring for rare and endangered species. Today, it is renowned for its participation in international breeding programmes and its commitment to conservation. It was in 1979 that a young zookeeper at London Zoo, Stuart Muir, dreamed of owning his own zoo. Stuart would buy classified magazines, scouring the pages to see what was for sale, and one day he noticed a tiny advert for a zoo for sale. By the end of the year, he had taken ownership, and within 6 years, Sheldon Wildlife Trust was born as a charity. A major milestone came in 2009, when the zoo expanded, doubling its size and creating 11 new habitats. This development incorporated natural woodland, providing the tranquil woodland walk experience for which the zoo is now famous. Over the years, the Trust has cared for a diverse array of species, from tropical birds and reptiles to small monkeys and even pumas. Currently, it focuses on rare and endangered species, such as the pygmy snow loris, Austen civet, pied tamarins and the lemur tree and lemur leaf frogs, as well as coordinating three international breeding programmes. In 2017, the zoo successfully bred critically endangered lemur leaf frogs, usually native to South America, and later that year, the zoo was the first in the world to keep three breeding pairs of the endangered pygmy snow loris. Over its 40-year history, the zoo has celebrated the births of more than 800 animals, many of them endangered, and formed lasting partnerships, such as its 20-year collaboration with Save Vietnam's Wildlife. This Vietnamese organisation is a leader in pangolin and Austen civet conservation, and Stuart serves on its board of advisors, highlighting his global impact on wildlife preservation. Last year, Stuart received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria in honour of his work. To mark its 40th anniversary, Sheldon Wildlife Trust invites everyone to join in the celebrations. A special birthday event will be held on Monday the 5th of May, featuring 1980s prices along with stalls and games. There will be a zoo history trail around the zoo that will remain up until the end of the year, and a unique exhibit at Tynmouth Museum in August chronicling the zoo's history.
Can you dig it? This shaft they can. Major construction work has started on the lawn in Dawlish for South West Water's multi-million pound scheme to improve water quality. Barriers have gone up across much of the green space in the centre of the town as plant equipment has been moved in. Areas of the turf have already been dug up ahead of work to build a new 22,000 cubic metre storage tank underneath the lawn, along with associated civil engineering work and mechanical and electrical installation works. This is expected to take until March next year to complete. A spokesman for South West Water said, "We are diverting the current sewers on the lawn as the new storage tank will be located in their current position. The construction work for this involves constructing a new manhole and laying new pipes. Already underway is work at Sandy Lane, where construction of a new 2,220 cubic metre storage tank is also due to take place. The multi-million pound scheme is part of South West Water's aim to address storm overflow use across the region. The company is working on tailor-made solutions. Once in place, the two storage tanks at the lawn and Sandy Lane will each hold up to 2,200,000 litres of storm flow at each location. South West Water says this will mean more wastewater can be stored at times of heavy rainfall, then treated, reducing our reliance on storm overflows in Dawlish. We plan to complete the work by May 2026. Once the work is complete, the investment should result in improved water quality in the sea and rivers around Dawlish."